He's given us a reason to praise. Amen. Amen.
Remember my end. You're just getting started. But now I hit a wall. You just walk through. When I face a mountain, you are the maker. So it's God.
Every heart receive him now. is where there is praise, and he will inhabit, and there will be grace and mercy all around, and every burden will be lifted in his presence, every trophy will be laid down at his feet. To the Lamb, in honor and glory, tell him, worthy is he who overcame,
yes,
buried in shame,
but declare it,
he's risen in power,
oh yes,
and he is alive, and the stone is rolled away.
Your mercy never fails me. grace. I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, yes, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, tell him. Oh, my.
A good God, a faithful God, a loving God. Our lives are hidden in Him today. It's in the Lord that we live and move and have our being. He is the giver of our daily bread and of every good gift that we enjoy. Are you blessed today? Have you been blessed by the Lord today? Lift up a personal praise to the Lord right now. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love and your blessings today, Lord. Thank you that you've been true to your word, Lord God, your promises, never to leave us, never to forsake us. We lean upon you today and trust in you and thank you, Lord, for your record of goodness in our lives. All our lives, Lord, you've been good and faithful, and we love you and we bless you today. We thank you, Lord, that you're enough, Lord, for the future, for the days to come. As we look into a new year, Lord, our confidence, our trust, our assurance is in the name of the Lord our God. Some may trust in horses and chariots and other things, but we will trust in the name of the Lord our God. And we will thank you, Lord. You're the one who's going to bring us through. You're the one who's going to help us to walk in victory, O God. You're the one, Lord, who's going to tend to every need that we have. We rest in you and trust in you today, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for your goodness. In Jesus' name. All God's people said amen. Amen. This morning, we are sort of back to our normal services. Not really. Our schedule is different this morning, but over these holidays, we've had several members of our church family who've said goodbye to loved ones. We want to lift them up to the Lord in prayer this morning and thank the Lord for the promise of heaven that we have through Jesus Christ our Lord. Kim Dickey's mom, Sharon, went home to be with the Lord just a few days before Christmas. We were privileged to be able to be there for that service. And Kim preached. She preached at St. Peter's Church. She preached the eulogy and gave a wonderful presentation of the gospel, testimony to her mother's faith and her mother's life of service to the Lord. Sharon is in heaven today. We thank the Lord for her trust in Jesus. Harold Rankin, our faithful facilities manager over here, Harold's dad went home suddenly and unexpectedly. The day before Christmas Eve, I guess it was, and we were able to be a part of that service as well up in New Cambria, Missouri this past week, and Harold's dad was a strong believer in the Lord Jesus as well, and what a beautiful service that was. I can tell you, going from a Catholic Mass to the service there in New Cambria, you're talking about night and day difference in styles of funeral services, but one theme remains: Jesus brings eternal life. And we're so grateful for that today, so grateful. Our dear friend Don Wren, who's a longtime member of our church, passed away a few days before Christmas as well. His memorial service is going to be here in the sanctuary this coming Thursday at 10 o'clock. And we invite you to be a part of that if you can. Don Wren, we pray for Paul and Cindy and the rest of the Wren family that the Lord will comfort them. And late last night, Janet Nelson's mother, Rich and Janet are a part of our church family. They usually are here, seated right here in this front section. Andy is back there playing the drums. Can you see Andy? Wave at us, Andy. Andy's grandma passed away into the presence of the Lord last night, and we thank the Lord for that. You know, I say sometimes at Christian funerals, we don't talk about heaven at funerals because everybody automatically goes to heaven when they die. Jesus is the ticket to eternal life. But you know what? As a Christian pastor, it's been my great joy and privilege to be able to officiate so many more funeral services for those who have known the Lord Jesus than for those who have not. And it is our privilege today to be able to thank God for the hope of Jesus Christ in the hearts of every one of these loved ones who've gone home to be with the Lord in these last few days. And we pray. Can we join together? We pray, Heavenly Father, for the sweet peace and comfort of the Holy Spirit to rest upon every family member, O Lord. May the hope that Jesus gives shine brightly and strongly in their lives and in our hearts. And may these passings into heaven remind us, O God, that our lives as well are limited, but Jesus, you have conquered death and given us hope for heaven, to live in your presence forever. We thank you for these blessings in Jesus' name. And all God's people said amen and amen. Let's sing one more song together before the reading of God's word today. I believe we're going to sing, Bless the Lord, O My Soul. The words of the 103rd Psalm. Let's sing and worship to the Lord together, please.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Everyone, thank you, Heidi and worship team and all of those who are serving today on this New Year's Sunday morning. And Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome to 2023. This is the day the Lord has made, and we are here in a brand new year, and we're here as long as the Lord leaves us here. Isn't that right? And we don't know how long that will be. We don't know the timetable, the days or the hours that are left before us. I believe Jesus is coming soon, but until he comes, we're going to live for him and serve him. Amen? And worship him and experience his presence and his supply in our daily lives. Our scripture reading today is from Joshua chapter 3, verses 1 through 5 in the Old Testament. As we think today, a few thoughts about crossing over into a brand new year. We read from the story of Joshua as he's leading the Israelites out of the desert into the promised land. This is the story of the crossing, or at least this is the preparation for the crossing. Joshua 3, verse 1. Early in the morning, Joshua and all the Israelites set out and went to the Jordan River, where they camped before crossing over. After 3 days, the officers went throughout the camp, giving orders to the people. When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests who are Levites carrying it, you are to move out from your positions and follow it. Then you will know which way to go, since you have never been this way before. But keep a distance of about 1,000 yards between you and the ark. Do not go near it. Joshua told the people, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. Crossing over, that's our theme this morning as we consider this Old Testament story from the book of Joshua. The people of Israel had wandered for about 40 years in the desert under the leadership of Moses. And now Moses has died, and Joshua, the new leader, prepares to lead the Israelites out from their wandering in the desert across the Jordan River and into the promised land. How many of you believe with me this morning that God has good things ahead of us? Say amen. And Joshua prepares to lead the people into the promised land. Let's take a quick look at the map this morning to get our bearings. The year was about 1400 BC. We know that from a variety of historical details. 1400 BC is the crossing of the Jordan River by the Israelites. Lest I fall backward this morning, let me move my positions just a little bit. And as the Israelites prepared to cross the Jordan River, they had wandered way down here for a long time in the desert and had come up and had been stationed in this region for a while as well. And now they're ready to cross the Jordan River, and they would cross east of Jericho. There's Jericho, just north of the Dead Sea. Here's the Sea of Galilee up north, Jerusalem, Bethlehem, Nazareth, and here is the city of Jericho. As they get ready to cross the Jordan River, the scriptures record that there are 601,730 men plus women and children. That's a large number, isn't it? We don't know exactly the number, but a large congregation of Israelites. And as they cross the Jordan River, God would do an extraordinary miracle that he had accomplished 40 years earlier as well. How many of you know God is the God who can move away the barriers that keep us from moving forward? God can move any mountain. He can divide any sea. He can stop any river. Do you believe that today? And here it is, the waters, the scriptures say, would be rolled back. The waters of the Jordan River would be stopped right there for the Israelites to cross, and the waters would be rolled all the way back to the city of Adam. And the Israelites are prepared to cross the Jordan River. When the priest stepped foot into the Jordan River, which was at flood stage, the miracle would come. As the river would stop flowing and the waters piled up, all those 18 miles or so back up north, preparing the way, preparing a path for the Israelites to march across the Jordan River, which at that time of year would have been at flood stage, and yet the waters are rolled back, preparing a dry path, a dry ground for the Israelites to cross over, crossing over into the promised land. Today we cross over into a brand new year. We leave 2022 behind, and we cross over into 2023. I didn't know last night, I've been waiting for a brand new baby to be born into our family. My nephew Jordan and Sarah have been waiting. How many of you ladies know what it's like to wait for the baby to come? And we've been waiting. They thought she would come early. She did not come early. She continued to linger. I thought they were holding out for a Valentine's Day baby. But last night, about what, 10 o'clock, Adrian? Huh? 9:24 last night, the newest member of the Perkins family came into the world, baby Eva. I have to think, last night as I thought about that, I thought she made it in the final moments of the old year, and now she's beginning a brand new year today as we march into 2023. What does 2023 hold for us? Well, we don't know. But when we think about a new year before us, we think about crossing over into new opportunities, new challenges, new plans and pledges. And of course, we think of the unknown. We are marching. We are boldly going where no man has gone before. If you'll excuse that old theological expression. Really, every day, every morning is a launch into the unknown. But we think of the reality of that more on the brink of a new year. What does this new year hold for us? The great leader Joshua gave some critical instructions to his people as they were about to cross over into the promised land. Instructions that fit us well as we prepare to cross over into this new year. So I want to bring to you this morning five simple but important instructions for starting a new year and crossing into brand new territory today. These are simple words, and much to my chagrin this morning, there is no alliteration to today's points. As one of our teenagers told me not long ago, this morning's message must be really serious because there's no alliteration. So this morning, I want you to think about these five simple principles as we launch into a new year. Number one, this is unknown territory, so don't be arrogant. We hear that in these words spoken by Joshua in verse number 4 to the Israelites. You have never been this way before. Now, we as humans like to predict and plan and think that we're going to know what's going to take place in the future, but even the Apostle James told us that we don't even know what tomorrow is going to hold for us. We boast and we brag, said James, the Lord's brother. We boast and we brag about what we're going to do tomorrow, but nobody knows the future, only God. He holds the future in his hands. And as we march into the future, we must realize that we've never been this way before. This is unknown territory. We cannot afford to be arrogant. I can tell you this morning, we're going to need the Lord every day of the new year. We can't do it on our own. Thank God he has brought us through this past year. These past few years have proven to us, if any time or season in history has ever proven to us that we don't know what's going to come on the morrow, these past few years have demonstrated that things can turn in different directions in a moment. We don't know what's going to happen. One thing we do know, God is God, and he will be God today and tomorrow and from this day forward. So we have to trust him. This is unknown territory. Don't be arrogant. Number two, keep your eyes on the Lord and follow him. Verse number 3, Joshua said to the people, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, move out from your positions and follow it. This principle had been known to the Israelites for the past 40 years. When God moves, you move. When God stops, you stop. When God changes directions, you change directions. That principle had been ingrained into the Israelites in the ministry of Moses as the cloud led them by day and the pillar of fire by night. And now as the Ark of the Covenant is going to march across the Jordan River, Joshua reminds the people, we've got to keep our eyes on the Lord and follow the Lord. You say, well, what was this Ark of the Covenant? It was the physical symbol of the presence of the Lord in their midst. In fact, it was there on the Ark of the Covenant that oftentimes the glory of the Lord, the presence of the Lord in a cloudy form would rest there on top of the Ark of the Covenant. And the Israelites would see that cloud in the sky. Moses would see that cloud in the tabernacle, in the tent. And the presence of God would be there. And Joshua says, as the Ark moves, you move. Keep your eyes on the Lord. There would be many distractions in the new land, and there are many distractions today for us. But if we're going to use any sense at all spiritually, and if we're going to live in victory, we're going to have to learn to keep our eyes on the Lord. Could I have a better amen? Number one, this is unknown territory. Don't be arrogant. Number two, keep your eyes on the Lord and follow him. Number three, remember God's commitment to you and your commitment to him. The Ark of the Covenant, we see it again in verse number three. The Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God. This ark, we call it an ark. It was a chest, maybe about this long. It was a trunk, a chest, an ark, maybe somewhat like this. And on top of the ark was a mercy seat. It was covered in gold, this ark, covered in gold. And carved on top of the ark were angelic beings, the cherubim, with their wings stretching toward the center, touching each other at the top of the ark. And under the wings of the cherubim, on top of the mercy seat or the covering of the chest, was the place where that cloudy glory of the presence of the Lord would be. You say, well, what was this chest, this ark, this trunk, all about? It was named by the Lord the Ark of God's Covenant. The covenant that God had made with his people. And the ark contained for many generations, the ark contained the stone tablets on which God had written the covenant with his people. There were at various seasons other items contained in that ark that were reminders of God's faithfulness to his covenant, to his people. And God wanted the people to know that he had made certain promises to them and that if they would follow him in faith, God would keep his covenant with his people. And how much more of a reality is that for us as we come to the New Testament and the blood of Jesus has been shed for us on the cross to establish a new covenant or a New Testament, a new covenant with God that has been purchased and signed in the blood of Jesus himself. I want you to know this morning that God has made certain commitments and promises to us that if we will follow him in faith, he will never break. He will be true to his covenant. And he has made commitments to us. How many of you here this morning, you are children of the living God, bought by the blood of Jesus, and you know your sins have been forgiven through the work of Jesus Christ. Say a good amen. If you are a child of God in covenant with God through the blood of Jesus Christ, God has made many powerful commitments and promises to you. He's promised to be with you every day of this new year. Hallelujah. He's promised to walk with you through the valleys and over the mountains. He's promised never to leave you, never to forsake you. He's promised to supply your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He has promised to give you joy and peace and security and protection and gladness. And he has promised that when this life is finished, he's going to bring you into his eternal glory and eternal life. God has made commitments to you. As a result, we've made commitments to the Lord, haven't we? We've committed to the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for your work for me. We've committed. We will walk with the Lord. We will worship the Lord. We will serve the Lord. We will trust in the Lord. We have made commitments to the Lord. So I urge you today, as we march into a new year, remember God's commitment to you and yours to Him. We are in this thing together, the Lord and I. Huh? And we are in covenant together. This is unknown territory. Don't be arrogant. Keep your eyes on the Lord and follow Him. Remember God's commitment to you and yours to Him. And the fourth word, get your life ready for what the Lord wants to do in you and through you. Get ready. Maybe 20 years ago, a well-known American preacher became even more well-known by using that expression over and over again in his preaching. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. As we realize that God wants to do great things in us and through us, we've got to get ourselves ready. Verse number 5 in this story says, consecrate yourselves. As you get ready to march across the river into the promised land, get yourself ready spiritually. I call to every person in this room this morning. If you are not where you need to be with God this morning, what better day to make your life right with God than this first day of a brand new year? Now listen to me. There's nothing magical about the dates on the calendar, this being January 1st, but can I tell you, any day and every day, and most importantly, today is the best day to give our hearts and our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ, to surrender to God. No turning back, no turning back. So get ready. Get your life ready for what the Lord wants to do in you and through you. Consecrate yourselves. If you're a Christian here this morning and you have a beleaguering sin that you've been struggling with, lay it down today and start a new life of freedom. Could I have a better amen? If you're here today and your heart has been filled with bitterness and anger and unforgiveness and things such as that, that hinder you from being who God wants you to be and doing what God wants you to do, get all of that stuff out of your spirit and do it today. Get your spirit life ready. If you've grown cold in your devotions and you no longer walk closely with the Lord, you don't pray, you don't read your Bible, you slack in your service to the Lord, you're not faithful to the house of the Lord and the body of Christ, I urge you this morning to obey the Lord, obey the scriptures, and consecrate yourselves to the Lord. And get ready for what God wants to do in you and through you. I look across the sanctuary this morning and I declare to you today that God wants to use each and every one of us for His purposes, for His plans, and for His glory. He wants to use us. He wants our lives to count. And He wants to flow through us. So get ready. Huh? Get ready. Here we are again. This is unknown territory. Don't be arrogant. Keep your eyes on the Lord and follow Him. Remember God's commitment to you and yours to Him. Get your life ready for what the Lord wants to do in you and through you. And fifth and finally this morning, expect great things from your mighty God as you move forward. Hear what Joshua says to the people. Consecrate yourselves, verse number 5. For tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. I'm declaring today on this first day of the year, I don't claim to be a prophet, I claim to be a Bible preaching pastor. And I declare this morning that God is going to be with us in this new year, that Jesus Christ is alive and well, He is the same yesterday and today and forever. And I can tell you this morning, I'm looking for miracles from God in the days to come. I'm looking for revival in our own lives. Yes. I'm looking for the Lord to do amazing things among us. You see, how can you be so confident in those expectations? I have lived the last year with the Lord. I lived last year with the Lord. I watched him meet my needs and give me direction and supply peace and help his people and supply again and again and again and again. I've heard the people of God sing this morning. All my life, Lord, you have been faithful. And the Lord has never failed us. We've been through many dangers, toils, and snares. Yes. Some of us have walked through the valley of the shadow of death. Yes. Some of us have experienced seasons where we had to cling to the Lord and cry out to the Lord. But he has not failed us. He has been good. And as we look forward to this new year, our confidence in the Lord is strong. I said our faith is sure. I said our hope is alive. And we believe the Lord is going to be doing great things among us as we continue to trust in him. Expect great things from your mighty God as you move forward. So 2023, here we come. The people of God marching over with the Lord to walk in the land of promise God has put before us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I want us to stand together, please.